Welcome back, folks. It's Wednesday, March 26, 2024. Born on this date in 1921, longtime Congressman Tom Bevel of Townley. That's a former coal mining town that's now an unincorporated community in Walker County. Also on this date in 1814, the Battle of Horseshoe Bend took place. General Andrew Jackson's troops and some Indian allies defeated the Creek warriors, known as the Red Sticks. Now, today, we're going to remember the Goshen tornado and talk a little about Birmingham Southern College and a special election that resulted in a seat flip. I'm Mike Morgan, and we're down in Alabama. Another on this date, 30 years ago today, in 1994, a powerful F4 tornado struck Goshen United Methodist Church near Piedmont, Alabama. The church building collapsed and 20 people were killed. Goshen was rebuilt at a nearby location, and the site that was struck is now a memorial garden. Word that Birmingham Southern College plans to close operations at the end of May shook the Birmingham area on Tuesday, reports AL.com's Rebecca Griesbach and Greg Garrison. Now, the Reverend Keith D. Thompson, who chairs the school's Board of Trustees, called it a terrible day for Birmingham. State Senator Roger Smitherman, a Birmingham Democrat, called it a travesty. Congresswoman Terry Sewell said it'll be a big loss for the entire state, and Birmingham Mayor Randall Woodfin said it was disappointing and heartbreaking. Now, the private college has struggled financially for several years. Birmingham Southern officials were hoping for $30 million in state bailout money, as well as $5 million from Birmingham and $2.5 million from Jefferson County. A year ago, state lawmakers passed a bill that set up a loan program to help the school. But State Treasurer Young Boozer, who has the role of loan administrator, denied the application, arguing that the school would not be able to pay back the loan. State Senator Jabbo Wagner, a Vestavia Hills Republican, introduced a bill that would take control of that loan program away from Boozer and give it to the executive director of the Alabama Commission on Higher Education. That bill passed the Senate, but it stalled in the House. State Representative Wandalyn Gavon, a Birmingham Democrat, said the votes aren't there. BSC appears to have accepted that reality. University officials say they are planning how to help students transfer out. Now, not to let the dogs get out ahead of the deer, but one of the legs on this story is going to be the 192 acres of property in West Birmingham. Gavon wasn't specific, but said there were interested potential buyers. Smitherman would prefer not to see much change there. Quote, "I still hold out hope that we still have a school there. I even hold out hope that we have Birmingham Southern if it has to come back brand new and reopen. I'm not giving up hope," end quote. Alabama Democrats picked up a seat in the state House of Representatives with Tuesday's special election in Madison County, reports AL.com's Howard Koplowitz. Now, this was for the state House District 10 seat that was vacated when David Cole pled guilty to illegal voting and resigned. Marilyn Lands defeated Republican opponent Teddy Powell by winning an unofficial 62% of the vote. She campaigned on her opposition to the Alabama Supreme Court's ruling that frozen embryos have the same rights as children. Now, after winning last night, she said, quote, "Today, Alabama women and families sent a clear message that will be heard in Montgomery and across the nation. Our legislature must repeal Alabama's no-exceptions abortion ban, fully restore access to IVF, and protect the rights to contraception." Of course, both parties in the state passed a law during the ongoing legislative session to give legal immunity to in vitro fertilization clinics. Some clinics had paused IVF services after that court ruling. The IVF law could be just a temporary fix. Look for a more robust debate in the next year on protecting IVF with the backdrop of Alabama laws regarding personhood. Now, meanwhile, National Democrats are hoping that the Lands victory is indicative of how they'll fare by leaning into reproductive issues during this election cycle. Thank y'all so much for listening. We're going to be back again tomorrow. Until then, y'all come by and see what we're doing on the internet at al.com.